Welcome to the 60-Second Planner from Limeburg Information Services, on the web at limeburgservices.com. Here's Bob Keebler.
On August 29, 2013, the IRS issued Revenue Ruling 2013-17, addressing the federal tax impact of a U.S. Supreme Court decision in Windsor. Revenue Ruling 2013-17 provides a same-sex married couple in a recognition state and living in a non-recognition state will be considered married for federal tax purposes. The ruling also provides that domestic partnerships, civil unions, and similar arrangements are not considered marriages for federal tax purposes. Under the ruling, same-sex couples will be treated as married for all federal tax purposes, including income, gift, and estate taxes. The ruling applies to all federal tax provisions where marriage is a factor, including filing status, claiming personal and dependency exemptions, the standard deduction, employee benefits, contributing to an IRA, and claiming the earned income or child tax credit. Legally married same-sex couples must file their 2013 income tax returns using married filing jointly or married filing separately status. Individuals who are in same-sex marriages may but are not required to file original or amended returns, choosing to be treated as married for federal tax purposes for earlier years. This ruling will be applied prospectively as of September 16, 2013. The ruling clearly leaves open the door to file amended returns within the statute of limitations and appears to attempt to close the door on amended returns for closed years. On behalf of Limeburg Information Services, this has been Bob Keebler with a 60-Second Planner.